T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
All right, welcome aboard. On this Wednesday afternoon, day before Thanksgiving.
Well, hello, everyone, day before Thanksgiving.
All right. Got through the Starbucks. We're in a better mood.
No longer in a tin can.
Man, when you call into your own damn radio show.
I just couldn't take it another second.
I'm so glad that I had Michael Mackey for that 1 hour.
I did stop, and I had my children watch that verdict come in. Because either way, it was going to be a lengthy talk about America, and I'm just glad that it went the right way, and that's probably all we're going to say about it.
Okay, good. How's Chris?
He went in very early this morning, is in great hands at Kansas City Orthopedic Institute, just got out. It was a lot longer than they had anticipated, which is one of the reasons I'm late on a big breaking news day. He had some old hardware in his knee from, like, I don't know, maybe the Carter administration, maybe Johnson, I don't know. It was a ways back there.
And pre-Nixon, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely pre-Nixon.
Hand weld, they didn't have the automatic
but
stuff
here's
back
what's
then.
Crazy. I don't know what the hell hardware they put in his body all those years ago. It held, because the doctor called and said they had a real hard time working around it.
That's the good stuff.
And apparently when the hardware is in your body like that, they don't want to take it out. He said the goal is to leave it where it is. Don't try to fix what's not broken.
But they're taking the knee out.
Yes.
So you got to take the hardware out too, right?
Nope. They wanted to leave it because it's, without getting everyone grossed out, it is holding some ligaments together that they had to re-stretch today.
Oh, man.
And when the surgeon called me, he said he's doing okay, but it took a lot longer than we thought. We had to stretch some ligaments around those staples, and he is, you know, he's feeling okay now because he's got an epidural. Not sure when that epidural wears off. If memory serves, it's a couple hours.
Yeah, but a couple things real quick. Number one, the news is in 1 hour and 51 minutes. Yeah. Will he be there or not?
He will not be delivering the news. I can assure you of that.
There will not be Chris Ketz on my 5 o'clock.
He is still in recovery. He is on some pain meds, but the surgeon called me and said he is doing well.
All right, good. Well, God bless.
Yep.
Story here from Channel 5, fresh off helping lead the Kansas City Chiefs to a dominant victory over the weekend over the Dallas Cowboys, Tyrann Mathieu is doing his part to make sure families enjoy Thanksgiving. Mathieu donated 500 turkeys.
And handed them out!
Yep, Mathieu was joined by the Giving Hope KC Food Pantry and Harvesters holding the event. It's called Tyrann's Turkeys. In total, 500 families from Kansas City received a turkey. Says Mathieu in a statement, this is why I play the game, to be able to have this platform to really not only be able to inspire kids, but to help families as well. Good for him.
Makes me happy. Very happy. I watched the video. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
He handed them out himself.
You would just, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because I have the exact total sitting right in front of me.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Like mine's. Make sure if you are going to donate to the Kevin Strickland GoFundMe page that you donate to the correct one. And that one is currently up to $424,519.
which is more than the $14 the state of Missouri gave him upon his exit, which is what he had in his commissary account.
Oh, they did give him $14.
They stole
almost insulting.
43 years of this man's life, but hey, here's $14.
I think I would have handed that back and said, you know what, keep the change. Place. Thank you.
That's basically 29 cents per year.
I want to talk about this briefly, Scott, because I was surprised at how many people erroneously think, and please pass this on to all your friends and loved ones around the old Thanksgiving table if you get into a debate about this. I was really surprised how many Kansas Cityans and our listeners thought, well, why should people be raising money for him? He should just sue. If you missed the headline yesterday,
you can't.
The state of Missouri kidnapped this man for 43 years, cut him loose with $14, and he gets nothing more, not a dime more from the state of Missouri because of the way that our ding-dong lawmakers crafted that legislation. He does not get a dime. Let me tell you what else he doesn't get. Services. Re-entry into society services. Any convicted felon who is released gets all kinds of services because they don't want them to reoffend. Well, Kevin Strickland is in this unfortunate, infamous gray area where he was a felon for 43 years. Now he is no longer a felon. And within that gap, there are no services. Nothing.
Wow.
Scott, I mean, I was reading about this morning. Nothing.
I mean, they really did give him a cold turd on a paper plate.
Yes, they did. There's nothing. You know, even a parole system person said, when people who have been incarcerated for actually murdering someone for, let's say, 25 years, when they come out, we give them job tools, resume writing,
right,
help with GED stuff, reintegration into society stuff. Kevin Strickland did nothing wrong and gets nothing. So if you are going to donate, please donate to the Midwest Innocence Project GoFundMe. You know, this is not some fifth cousin that Kevin Strickland's never heard of that's doing this. This is from the Midwest Innocence Project.
And you've linked it on your Facebook.
I did link it. Yeah. And they will tell you, Scott, they did a story in The Star that breaks my heart about Joe Amrine, who was another wrongfully convicted person. And if you pull up, in fact, pull it up. I want you to look at it, and I want you to tell me what you see in the photo.
Well, what am I looking up? GoFundMe or
just look
the
up
Star?
Joe Amrine, Kansas City Star, because the story will break your heart. He also was convicted of a crime that he did not commit, and he struggles with PTSD. There are no services for him either. And the photo that broke my heart in the empty, sparse apartment that he inherited from his deceased aunt or mother, I believe, on the floor of that apartment are several discarded lottery scratcher tickets.
Oh, really?
Because he does not have a dime to his name and is playing the scratcher lottery in hopes that he hits some type of prize that will help him pay for his expenses. He even says, Scott, his therapy, which he badly needs after being put away for so many years, is out of pocket.
I can't click on this. Let me click on it.
It is literally, you read this and everyone thinks, God, this is so great they got out. Well, it is, because the nightmare of incarceration is over.
Right, right.
But the nightmare of...
Yeah, Joe Amrine was on death row.
That's right. Your nightmare of everything is now starting over, and you have a 30 or 40 year gap in employment, and you have no services and no one to help you. That is just the way this works when states get it so very wrong.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just make sure, as I mentioned before, if you are going to donate to the GoFundMe page for Kevin Strickland, make sure you donate to the legitimate one. I'm sure there are going to be plenty of people trying to cash in.
Look for the organizer. The organizer is Trisha Bushnell. That's the correct one.
Yeah. And that GoFundMe page is up to $424,000 of a $430,000 goal. The top donation so far came in from Anonymous, $8,000.
God bless
Kevin Strickland.
I've seen multiple $5,000.
Good.
People are amazing.
Good. All right, so give that name again, Sam, the name that you're looking
for. Trisha Bushnell.
Trisha Bushnell.
And we'll post that on all of our social media platforms.
And if you're confused, scroll down. There's some updates from the Midwest Innocence Project as well. So it's very clear that.
Listen to this. Right, Amrine now lives in a home once owned by his mother, or he would have nothing. His water and electricity have been cut off for weeks at a time. He just became eligible for Medicaid 18 years after his release.
All right. Quick break, 576-7798. Don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, we will be doing Grateful Wednesday. It's sort of like Festivus Friday, but it's Grateful Wednesday. We just want to know what you're grateful for. Your family, by the way, is not
Doesn't count?
Nope. It's notwithstanding. Because they're already presumed to be included. Oh, I got you.
They're the baseline. Your family is the baseline.
Yeah, we know you're grateful for your family. I do want to show you what I got for you at Price Chopper today.
Stop it.
Yeah, baby.
It's the cranberry plop off.
And I brought, just because I know we'll need it.
I hope you brought a can opener.
You know I did.
Oh, baby. Stop. There it is. There's that sound you know and love.
We will be doing that at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour here on Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.